Jets coming. Carr puts some air under it. Wide open is Ruggs for the touchdown. Miraculous.
No, he didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Ladies and Gentlemen Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, JV, alongside Barang Paxad and Alvin Cadman. Proper names today. The only podcast where I'm not sure what this podcast is about this week. The only podcast that's defying lockdowns, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, here's B-Pack.
What's up, everybody? AJ. Yeah, what's up, everybody? What's happening? Happy playoff week.
My stay-at-home order is to stay home from this podcast, except for when I gotta make fun of JV.
You guys notice I shaved for the podcast?
It's cleaner.
I cleaned up my neck. Not so much here or here, but my neck is cleaned up just for the podcast. It's not like I'm seeing anyone else.
Yeah, I stayed home from the playoffs this year. That's where I'm at.
JV was like the iPhone 13. he didn't come out yet.
JV's in purple tier.
they're still not available.
My team is, well, look at that. I mean, Beasley's scoring almost 30 points tonight. Could have used that some other weeks, you know what I'm saying, Bees?
You guys, so it's Linda's birthday.
Oh, wait, today?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow officially, but today. So we celebrated this evening. We went and got
French laundry.
Me and Gav were at French laundry. No, so if you guys know, there's a secret in the Bay Area. There's a secret that I'm gonna let you in on. Nobody knows about this. But next to the San Francisco airport, okay, next to SFO, just literally the exit after it, you get off Millbrae, you turn left like you're going back towards the water, and there's a place there called New England Lobster Company. England Lobster Company. Yeah. These guys are the real deal. So they're the ones that get all the lobsters from the East Coast, and then they distribute to all of the restaurants in San Francisco. They distribute to mom and pops. They distribute to, it's a takeout place. So you can go buy your own lobster, crab, eat it on site, get it to go, all this stuff. Well, during COVID, they've opened up a lot of this stuff to like outdoor dining and takeout and drive-through stuff. During the shelter in place, you got to know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you've heard of a speakeasy? This is like a lobster easy. You can't just get these lobsters. So your boy B left work early today, drove from the East Bay all the way across this bridge, in and out of traffic.
Oh, wow.
Honking at people, flipping others off, just to make my way out there to pick up these lobster rolls. It was worth every minute. It was so good. These things were unbelievable. We got lobster rolls. We got crab cake, crab sandos, handmade coleslaw. Yeah, you name it, bro. It's a game changer.
Pro tip. Wow.
Yeah, pro tip. Bay Area tip only. You clowns in SoCal. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, happy birthday, Linda, man. Yeah, you went all out. That's extra effort.
Happy birthday, right. Linders.
She's a good woman. Let you record the podcast.
We did all safe. That. And while I was driving across the bridge is when I found out Antonio Gibson got turf toe.
Oh, jeez.
I almost pulled the 9/11 over and jumped y'all. I almost dropped the top and just jumped out the car. Antonio!
But turf toe is something that it's ongoing, right?
It's not short lived. That's for sure. He didn't come back in the game.
Yeah, bro. It's painful.
No, I know, but it's ongoing though, right? So what happened? Well, did he just re-aggravate it during the game?
No. It happened on his second touch.
It happened in the game. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was something that lingers like
it's about to linger from now on.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get it at some point. It doesn't just, you're not born lingering with turf toe.
So what? Oh. So what happened?
He got the turf toe in this game and now he's going to, and now it's going to linger. What?
You know what I'm saying? Like it's like a ongoing where it just sort of tends to build up over games, and then finally you got to sit and let it rest.
JV, why are you pouring gas on the fire?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking.
Go read a medical dictionary.
Here's what happened. It happened on his first play. He ran a bunch of yards, and then it lingered for the next three quarters. You happy?
Is it is turf toe when you sprain the toe? Is that what it is when you run and you kind of just sprain that toe?
Yeah, it's like the toe ligament.
Yeah.
The toe ligament gets turfed.
This is the Stefania Bell segment of our podcast.
Is it usually the big toe?
This one wasn't. This one wasn't. It was the middle finger toe.
Is that the one that goes to the market?
It was the middle finger toe to the Oski the Bear team. It was the middle finger toe.
Was that the one that should have stayed home on lockdown?
Stupid. And you know what's stupid? Here, like if we're going to air
fantasy is laundry, stupid, bro.
If we're going to air dirty laundry, Ben goes like, I can't even remember what he said, but he was saying something like, I'm scared one of these guys are going to go off today. You're going to win or something. And, humble BPAC is like, no, it's, the matchups aren't in my favor. And then when it happens, I go, look, your wish came true. And
what did he say?
Maybe he hadn't heard yet. He's like, no, it's still early in the game. And so, he gives me like a little glimmer of hope, like, oh, maybe Antonio's coming back.
Maybe he knows something that I haven't found out yet.
And then I tell him, no, Antonio's hurt for the game. And he's like, oh, sorry, bro. It was the most condescending, I'm sorry, bro, I've ever heard. He goes, I didn't want it to happen that way.
No one does.
Yes, you
do. No one does.
Oh, this guy.
No one wants that to happen.
Listen, I didn't have a dog in the fight in any of these games. I just wanted to see good games. That's it.
Yeah, that was clear when you started Jacobs.
Bro,
this week.
You know what's funny? Here's the thing. You know how I told you guys I turned off all my notifications? Like because I didn't want any of it. I just didn't, I don't need all the emails. Apparently I turned off my own. So I didn't get a notification that Booker had been picked up. That Nima booked a Booker because I had the second waiver, so it wouldn't have done me any good. Obviously, I mean Jason had a great game. He's already posted 177, and Booker only had like 6 points. So
yeah, newsflash: Booker scored probably less than Jacobs, and Jacobs didn't play.
Well, because they were using in a couple games they used Booker goal line, which always obviously made me mad. But, Booker was a beast kind of down the red zone at times. So he would get like 2 touchdowns a game and almost score more points than Booker. Jacobs.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Here we go.
Oh, here we are. Here we are.
Conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. So I think from what I heard was at the end of the Raiders game. So the Jets take this. Yeah. So the Jets take that lead and it was done. I mean, the game was over. It was like even a Hail Mary wouldn't save them. Right. So.
All right. You're going into conspiracy. All right. So, all right. No, I just want to make sure you're not stepping on my takes.
Well, no, I'm not going to talk about the craziest thing I've seen. But it was a crazy thing I saw on defense. So what I heard was the defense on the last play of the game, because you know they have the draft pick, they're going for the number one draft pick, and the Jaguars at the same exact time, right? AJ's nodding. At the exact same time, the Jaguars were like pulling off an upset of their own or going to lose on the last second. So something happened where, like in the booth, they tell the head coach, they go, "Hey, we can't afford to win. We can't afford to win." And so they played a man defense.
Yeah.
They
blitzed.
And they played a man defense with the safety spying the quarterback, which you have Derek Carr. He's not Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Mike Vick wasn't behind the center there. You don't have to spy this dude. And who was it? I think it might have been Dion. Somebody was saying that. Whenever there's a Hail Mary, you never play man. You just play like a zone.
Right.
Prevent.
It's proven, right? You prevent. You go to a prevent D, you drop everyone back, and you know what you're supposed to do is just bat the ball down.
Right.
So they had man coverage with linebackers in and the safety on spy.
Yeah.
Like he was, you know, looking at a running back or the quarterback.
Right. And they call blitz play. Yeah.
And so all you do is throw it up.
Yeah.
Like what kind of tank? They're tanking. It's a tank.
So you're saying the conspiracy theory is that they want the number one pick, so they purposely call man coverage with all out blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
It's like when I used to play Madden against Nima and he was like on the goal line. I would do punt block defense. You put all your guys right there on the line. And you just ram them all forward. We'll see what happens. It's like Yahtzee. You just roll those dice.
But didn't the Jets, because I could have sworn I saw a notification today from ESPN, didn't the Jets also fire their defensive coordinator?
Yeah, bro. They got a scapegoat for something.
I was going to say, that sucks. So if your conspiracy theory is right, they want to go for the number one draft pick, but they're like... We got it. Somebody's got to. They're like in a cigar filled room, cigar smoke filled room. And they're like after the game, coaches sitting around. They're like, "All right, somebody's got to take the fall for this, Jimmy. You know, we're gonna cut you. We're gonna let you go. Defensive coordinator, you're the obvious one."
I think they fired him to rehire him as the general manager. We like the cut of his jib, boys. We like the cut of his jib.
I'm looking for it here somewhere. I know.
Who are you looking for? What?
Oh, I was looking for the notification where they fired him because I still hadn't.
Greg Williams, who's for kind of bonehead. Yeah, he got ripped all by the Monday morning quarterback for that. Well, but it was good to see the Raiders. I mean, that was a huge game, though. Your guys' chances of the playoffs would have been dramatically reduced had you lost that game.
Yeah, it would have been tough to come back from that. Yeah.
So you guys survived.
But, I mean, you got to blame. I mean, it makes sense. They're 0-11 or 0-12 now, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, mm-hmm. defensive coordinator kind of seems like the obvious.
All right, week 13, the last week of the regular season in the Ladies and Gentlemen Fantasy Football League. AJ's Beat Farm this week brought to you by Lost Republic Single Barrel Straight Bourbon. 116 proof. They don't lie, man. All I had was one last night and I passed out on the couch. no joke. We got two candidates this week. I know we still got a Tuesday night game, but this was not as hard, but definitely want to call some shout outs. But the winner this week is brother-in-law Anselmo, who looks like he's going to lose to Caleb 139.2 to 99.76. The big call out here in terms of why Sam is on the Beat Farm, Clyde Edwards-Helaire got the start, at least by name only, and then Andy Reid decided not to play the guy. So he activates him. Sam gets all excited about playing his first round pick. And then look who, lo and behold, Le'Veon Bell is the first guy out, and CEH never makes his way onto the field. So Sam gets a goose in week 13 when he really needed it. Meanwhile, Caleb gets 30 from the New England D. Two, I think, defensive special teams touchdowns. You know, if Caleb gets any less, if Sam gets something from Edwards-Helaire, you know, that's a different matchup. And for Sam, he really needed it to possibly get in the playoffs. And so, Anselmo, happy trails. You are the Week 13 AJ's Beat Farm recipient of the week.
Why didn't they? Are they resting Eclair?
Yeah, what happened with CEH? I don't think
he was ill, non-COVID ill, a few days leading up to it. They said they weren't sure they were going to run it up to game time. He was in the, you know, when you look at the inactives, he was active. But sure enough, first drive, Le'Veon's in there.
Was he
on the sidelines with his helmet? Yeah. I think he was literally in there as, you know, decoy, or, you know, just like emergency, yeah. But never played. And he got a, you know, Sam in a bad timing, got a fat zero. That's tough, man. That's
game
tough
over, when you really. Man. It's game over.
Yeah, that's a tough way to go out. I don't think he's going
to
make it.
Yeah, you don't expect Patriots D to put up 30 points either. I mean, you know, he probably needed a lot from Eclair, because then Caleb Sells Brown.
Yeah, and Sam had Herbert too against that New England D, and he only gave him like 4 points. He had a couple picks, didn't have his normal big high production game, and so just, you know, had a tough week when he really needed it.
So is that where you'd, just from a fantasy standpoint, asking here, is that where you'd look at that matchup and you go, my quarterback is starting against his D, you don't want to give him any leverage, so you pick up a different quarterback?
I'm sure there's different strokes for different folks.
I'm just, you know,
I don't know if I,
what did you say? Wait, say that again,
because Sam had Herbert going against the Patriots D, which Caleb had, and Herbert basically threw two interceptions, right, to the Patriots defense, which then got them.
Right. But what were you saying?
Would you pick up a different quarterback? If you look at that matchup and go, well, what if my QB throws interceptions to Caleb's defense, right? You pick up a different quarterback? I'm just spitballing here.
There's a reason why you're 2-11, bro. I think you're overthinking it. The Patriots D hadn't scored 10 points.
Yeah, I'm overthinking it because I haven't thunk about it enough in the season.
You hadn't thunk about it since before the draft. But
every inch, every fraction of a point, man, I'm thinking about next year.
Maybe you should.
What do I do differently?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Patriots hadn't scored 10 points in like 7 weeks, and Herbert was like a double-digit scorer. So you're overthinking it, bro.
All right.
Unless B has a different take.
No, my take is your take.
Okay. Bro, I'm next year, I'm like De Niro in Casino. I'm studying quarterbacks' personal lives, running backs, what are they doing off the field? You know, are they on the sauce? How's their love life? Everything. Everything's under the microscope next year for me.
You got to do what you got to do.
Wasn't Tyler Lockett still a virgin?
Oh, wow. This is, whoa. I didn't know about this.
You brought up like love life. I think Ty Lockett is saving himself. Like, I don't know. I think he's saving himself. I'm not sure for what. So I think last year, maybe he was trying to sell a book, but he was coming out with a book. And like Russ Wilson and everyone else was like, yeah, you guys should buy this book. And I think the juice of the book was that, you know, people, you know, they travel. He goes to different cities. He's a single dude.
Yeah.
He's a single dude. He's out and about, you know. But no, he doesn't hook up. I mean, this was last year. Maybe he's hooked up.
Well, it is COVID, so you know, it's probably a safe bet that he's still doing what he did last year.
So you're saying the gist of the book, or what they say in the book, is possibly that he's still a virgin. He's saving himself for marriage.
Okay. I'm not even sure if it was saving himself for marriage.
He's just,
because I don't think he would in the book. I think they even said like he's not interested in getting married or something. He just like, there's something about it where,
like, a monastic type of.
No, maybe he's just a germaphobe. He's like,
what?
No, he said, yeah, no, I just looked this up. So yeah, in his poetry book, Reflections.
No, you are lying, dude. This is not,
no, dude. Do a quick Google search. No, that's what it's called.
Go on, read it.
One of the poems in the book revealed that he's a virgin, and he confirmed that he had remained committed to that because of his faith, and he's saving himself for marriage.
Oh, okay. So, all right. That makes sense.
All right. So it is marriage. Yeah.
The man is a genius. All
right. All right. Craziest thing I saw this week. We got a couple crazy things here. I think you probably know what the craziest is, though, but I'll give you some runner-ups here. My number three is Waller. Waller had 45 points for AJ this week, 200 yards and two TDs. The guy's a stud. He's got to be, you know, tight end of the year, maybe, if not second. Don't give me that look. You're saying Kelsey?
There's a guy named Travis Kelsey in the league.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good, too.
But stats-wise...
Well, no, stats-wise, Kelsey. But the draft pick location-wise, so like in order to get Kelsey, I had to take him with the second round. Waller,
yeah, value-wise, like, yeah.
Fourth or fifth round pick for AJ?
Yeah.
For Waller?
Something like that.
Yeah, he was.
I grabbed him right before JV, basically.
Yeah, that actually made me mad. I was looking at Waller because I knew what Waller was going to do. All right, so number two on the list today, this week, is the Lions scoring 10 points in 42 seconds to win the game against the Chicago Bears. So that was pretty crazy toward the end of that game. But of course, what's being called the miracle at the Meadowlands part two. So, you know, we've got, what, seconds left, Raiders against the Jets. There's a bunch of penalties. They get in, you know, with decent scoring range. They can't, right, obviously, kick a field goal because they're down by four. So what do? They drop the play. Man defense, as we talked before, the Jets blowing it again to get that draft pick. The Jets call an all-out blitz and man coverage, and they send Henry Ruggs 4-2, what is he, a 4-2-7 down the sideline. Carr just heaves it up to him and he just burns by the guy, and they win. Raiders win on a crazy, crazy end of the game play. So of course that is the craziest thing I saw this week.
I have spoken.
This is the way. Wait, JV, what happened in the Lions game?
The Lions were down, and then they scored 10 points in 42 seconds. They scored a touchdown, and then I think they kicked the field goal to win with like, I think there was like less than a minute left.
How'd they get the ball so quick? Was it a turnover?
It may have been. I think that's what the highlight had. It may have been a turnover, but yeah, they had the ball back pretty quickly, and then from the Bears. So I think it may have been, but the Bears they blew that game, and the Lions won. 10 points, 42 seconds.
Crazy.
Yeah, Bears fumbled with 1:45 to go, and then 10 seconds later they scored a touchdown, and then they held them off at the end.
Oh wow, crazy! And then JV, the Raiders, it was like two bombs, right? They threw one for like 40 yards to get, because it was they got the ball on a kickoff at the 25-yard line.
Yeah,
they threw a bomb to get to like the 50. And then they threw the second bomb to score the touchdown.
There were two big plays, and then I was watching the highlights, and there were like a bunch of penalties that the Jets had, and then the Raiders had one. I don't know if it was, I forget what it was, holding or whatnot. So it pushed them back even farther. And then as we talked about before, the play calling, whatever they were thinking, the Jets blew it on that one.
Idiot.
And now they're probably going to get the number one draft pick. So, you know, in all essence, the Jets really won. They really won that one. All right. Bets on, are they going to go 0-16?
Yes.
You think they're going to go? I don't know what their schedule is for the rest of the year, but.
I mean, there was, that game was, if they're going to lose, if they lose that game to the Raiders at home, they'll definitely lose to other teams.
Well, again, the Raiders, it never should have been that close, right? I mean, if you're going against a team that's, you know, 0-10 or 0-11 at that point, right? I mean, you should conceivably be able to beat them if they're that bad. But again, you know, any given Sunday, as we know.
I'll give you two other small honorable mentions to the craziest thing.
Y'all always inserting yourself in my
bits. I mean, it's just, dude, the Cleveland Browns.
Go ahead.
Might make the playoffs. They are, what, 8-3 now or something? I mean,
no, they won, right? So they're 9-3.
They won. Right? I mean, dude, this could happen in our lifetime. They could finally get back to the playoffs.
No, that's
9-3.
That's what I said last week, right? Was it, or the week before? I thought it was last week. I was amazed that I didn't know that they were 8-3. The Browns are 8-3.
I wasn't paying attention, and they're now 9-3. It's crazy. Them, and then the Caleb's Giants going into Seattle. Shocked by that. Just shocked.
I'll give you that one. That one was pretty.
Are we sure the Giants are bad?
They
may not be bad.
The defense is no joke.
They may not be bad. They may be a good team. And I mean, that division is such a joke. The Giants could win the division.
The joke is though that everybody's bad. So they could win the division with a losing record, right?
It'll definitely be a losing record. I mean, they can't get to 500. But the fact that they beat Seattle on the road.
That's a big win.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The Washington football team is right there with them at 5-7 after they beat Pittsburgh today, which you didn't expect.
No, you're right. Yeah. There's still four more games, so you could get above 500, but it's just the way that division is. You just never know. I mean,
it's just nuts, man. So that a possible 500 losing record could win that division.
I think their defense is better than we give them credit for.
Yeah, Dangerous was was not dangerous.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, actually, I mean, no, B's right. I mean, they're points four, PF, if y'all don't know what that means. That's their points four, 231.
Mm-hmm.
Or points against, right? They're on the lower end. Yeah.
They need Danny Dimes. If he comes back, I think they got a fighting shot.
Who's their quarterback now?
Colt McCoy.
Man, that's a great name. That's a quarterback name. Is he horrible though? Is he horrible though?
He didn't do anything. He threw
it. Yeah.
It was all on the ground.
If you got a name like Colt McCoy, you need to be.
Let's just say you're not Tyler Lockett.
Oh, that's good.
You're Tyler Lockett. You're not doing what Colt McCoy is doing. McCoy walks into a room. Tyler Lockett leaves that room.
Oh my word! I can't believe he wrote a book of poetry. He's a sensitive guy. Sensitive.
Hey, man, that's a great gift for the holidays for that special someone.
Davey, the next time we play each other, it's no more bottle of wine.
It's for that book.
It's for that book.
Yes,
you're getting the book of poetry, or I'm getting a book of poetry.
Oh,
What was that Secret Santa that year? Was that 2012 when you guys?
Not Secret Santa. Yeah, White Elephant.
Was it White Elephant?
Yeah, White Elephant.
And Caleb ended up picking the book. Was it? it was Tebow's book, right?
Yeah.
Why? Be packed in a fool. What? Be packed in a fool. What? Be packed in a fool. What? Tyler Lockett wrote a book of poetry.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy B-Pack here with episode 13 of B-Packed in a Fool. Remember, this is the list you don't want to make. And this week we had some active B-Packed in candidates. So I'm going to go top three, starting with number three goes to Nima. Nima this week texted on Sunday morning and said, welcome to the playoffs. And I said, well, playoffs are next week. He's like, really? It starts this week. You either win and you're in, or you're out and you're out. So I kind of took a look at it, and he's right. With the exception of JV and Jason, every other matchup had playoff implications. And
yes,
pretty much like you're either in or you're out. So this was indeed a playoff week. So, you know, like when there's overtime games in basketball, we go free basketball and everyone. This, your commissioner has brought you a free week of playoffs. You guys all made it. So congratulations. All right. Number two, Be Packing a Fool goes to Sean Caleb. Sean, it was like, I don't even know when it was. It was Sunday. It was Sunday evening. And Sean goes, B-Pack, you know, keep your head up. You still have a chance. No, it was this morning. It was Monday morning, right? It was Monday morning. Sean goes, B-Pack, I'm rooting for you, buddy. You still have a chance in this. And I was like, wait, what's going on? I still had a third of my team still to go. It wasn't like I had a kicker and I needed like, you know, 12. I had a third of my, I had my three best athletes still to go. And the CBS bar had me at a 50-50 shot. And he's like, I think you have a chance. Bro, it's a coin flip. That's how good my chance was. Heads or tails, I'm going to win. And so I know he didn't mean anything by it, but I had my team still to go. Anyways, the number one Be Packed in a Fool for this week goes to none other than JV and JV.
Oh,
JV and Casey. And let me tell you why
you got to hate on us.
And let me tell you guys why. So Sunday, I open up the thing and I'm looking at like the scores and you know how they have the game tracker. And every week I go through all the different games and I'm looking at the different scenarios and it takes a lot of time, right? You're like, all right, Moy needs this guy. Oh, look, he overscored here. So now Linda needs to do this, or Papa and Perkins are going head to head. And you always have to balance all these things. You're watching Scott Hansen on the red zone. And for 1 week, I didn't even click on JV
or
Jason's matchup. Because you know what? It just did not matter.
Oh, wow.
It didn't matter what happened, who did what.
Oh.
Either of these teams had anything to do with nothing. So, so this week, JV, Jason, you guys, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at your score right now. What, it's so lopsided. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, who knew? I mean, Jason had a good week. I mean,
he had an amazing week. He scored 177, high of the week. I've never seen so many points from his team.
Well, you know, his record doesn't really speak for the type of team he is.
This guy, Jason, had an amazing week.
He went off.
Yeah. Actually, I have to do the math, but this might be the highest and the lowest score combination. You guys may have won yourselves $10.
I'll take it.
I can answer that question for you.
Okay.
You did not. Monday Night Football shot you in the foot, JV. Beasley scored just enough points that you have right now an 81.18 difference.
Yeah,
this week
81.
But last week, Nima beat Anselmo by 81.6.
No, you're saying 0.5? I lost by half a point.
0.42.
Not even half a point. Wow.
Not even half a point.
Wow.
Yep. If Beasley had done a little less,
man. I would have said
that's crazy. It came down to that.
Yeah,
it came
down actually, to that. That's a good stat. That's a good pull. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I honestly, that $10 would have made me feel a lot better about this season. Is it $10?
Or is it 20? For each of you? Yes. It's $10.
Matter of fact, I think you owe Jason $10.
I'd lose it for him.
Starting that dude deeply.
Buy him that book of poetry.
That was crazy.
Oh, man. 0.42. Because the game's over now, right?
That's why I texted you at the beginning. No, I know. I'm like, you don't want Beasley.
I realized
going
that.
Off.
I'm like, oh.
Is that what that was? Yeah.
Yeah, Beasley. Yeah. Because Beasley was my last player. And. You know, he's a decent wide receiver. And I was checking the scores and I realized, man, he's having actually a really good game. Because my score jumped from 75 to almost 100 points.
That was his best game of the season.
That was the best game of his career.
That might have been. It might have been.
That dude's never caught so many balls before. He's going to be nice.
Dang it.
Against the Niners.
Man. That would have been, I would have only been $94 out of the hole instead of, or in the hole. Why does League Safe take that $4? Come on now. Why aren't we putting it in someone's bank account? Just sending it to you, B.
Maybe next year, bro. Maybe next year.
No, League Safe, it's better over there. I don't want to. You know, handle that. What if I have a bender one night and go out there and look at my account? Like, look, I got this extra $1,200.
Look at me, America.
You never know how it ends up.
Put it in a high yield or escrow account. There you go.
Yeah. What if I put in one of these mutual funds that makes a dive?
Diversify your bonds.
putting some Cast Light Health stock.
Whoa. That's over the line, bro. Don't you dare speak of Cast Light Health and it's $1 per share right now.
Oh, is it getting toward penny stocks soon?
They actually, they almost got thrown off the NYSE, but that's a story for another day.
I've got ideas for our league for next year.
Preach on.
I think we should experiment with having I had the 12th pick this year, and last year I had the 11th pick. And I'll tell you, having the 12th pick, I just didn't have the horses this year. My team just didn't have the horses that I needed to compete. So I'd like to put some kind of safety net, almost like a lottery, where you can't be below the 4th pick or the 5th pick or some kind of safety, because this is getting ridiculous, you guys. Like, I'm catching L's left and right, and I'd rather somebody else catch some L's.
you're picking them.
Yeah, it's random. It's still, I know. I mean, we could throw it in a scenario generator, but I'm saying, like, there's got to be something for always picking last, just like in the NBA. When you come in last, you have an option for the most ping pong balls. Maybe my name should be in there. Like, all y'all names should be in there twice and my name should be in there once. Give me some better odds at getting higher up.
So you want to, are we all pitch in for like one of those, bingo ball things? That actually would be kind of cool. See, you do the Zoom thing, and then, you know, you or Linda are working that thing, and then you guys pick.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the percentages of me still ending up in 12. I'm trying to prevent myself from being DL.
That's
again,
the bounce of the ball, homie. That's what happens.
Twice in a row.
Bro, I think I was in the middle or toward the lower end of the pack the last couple of years, I think. I don't know if I've ever gotten the first pick. I don't know if I've ever had the first pick.
Maybe what if we had it like waivers, where it's a slow process, but every year it resets. Like, we know our draft pick ahead of time. So we just go down the order, and every year it moves up one more thing. So you could always think about your next year pick. I know I've thought about my next year already. I mean, I came out the draft thinking about next year already.
Bro, listen, you still have Amari Cooper. You can win tomorrow with Amari. Don't be thinking about the future yet.
Because I care about facts, just to point out, you did say you last couple of years, 12 and 11. In 2018, you drafted first. you picked up Todd Gurley draft.
Yeah.
And then I had 11th and 12th?
And then you had 11th and 12th. The prior year before that, in 2017, you were the third pick, and you picked Antonio Brown in that draft.
A.B.,
he was good, right? That
this
year?
This is Pittsburgh days. This is when Le'Veon and Antonio were still with Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
That's when you wanted him.
Apparently, that was back when Jordy Nelson was still in the league, and he went sixth to Papa Cadman. I mean, this is only 4 years ago, guys. This is crazy.
Go back another year before that.
2016?
Yeah.
Drafted, you were 12th.
Ooh.
So you 3 out of 5 years. 11th the year before. 4 out of 6 years. Okay, so this is disproportion. You've been disproportionally...
disenfranchised.
This is injustice. You know what?
The Native Americans on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we need to right this wrong, I think.
I feel like we need social reform here. Affirmative action for your boy BPAC.
All right, so maybe you have...
Yeah. You had one bright spot where you were the number one pick, but other than that, you've been pretty much disenfranchised.
All right. Right. I think it's because I'm Persian.
Oh, boy.
Well, what are you suggesting? That we go opposite? Like, if you're the 12th, then next year you're number one?
No, I mean, that doesn't work because if you just flip the snake order around, the middle is still the middle. Whoever had six.
Sucks to be the middle.
Yeah, so that doesn't work.
But maybe it's something where you can't, like you said, you can't fall. You can't go past a certain number.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Like, or we do something where, okay, so whoever was in the bottom, like number pick 11, 12, like me and Caleb would have less names in that hat than the top of the order. So the top of the order had a unfair advantage this year. And mm-hmm. so we, yeah. you know, they get like, they get three names in the hat. The middle tier has two names in the hat. The bottom tier has one name in the hat. And that just changes the percentages. I don't know. I'm just talking out loud.
I think this could, this, I
but
think
it
this,
feels good. It feels good.
It sounds, there's something here. It'd be the longest live draft show in history if you try to do all that, but there's something here. There's something.
No, it would be quick. It would be the same amount of time. We're just pulling, there's just more names.
Well, you'd have to pull out the names, right? So if the first half, right, or the first third or fourth, right, has, right, you're saying like one through three or one through four has three names and then two names and one name. You just have to pull out the rest of those names, right?
I mean, not really. Let's say we pull one of the guys that have three names. All right, fine. He's on the board. And then if we pull that name
again. Oh, that's true. Yeah, you just skip it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Just skip it. On the board.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be hard.
Put it on the board.
I mean, we'll put it up for a vote and let everyone chime in, but.
But the commissioner is.
But I'm going to leave.
I'll give my vote right now.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be like the people that want the vaccine versus the ones that don't want the vaccine. Half you scumbags are going to be like, I ain't putting my name in the hat twice. I know how you guys think.
So as I was saying before, the I was listening to week 10. And I was just, I thought, oh yeah, there's the for real or not. So it was just kind of funny listening back to, I think I said right. Nima's team was not for real.
Right. And then you said AJ was wrong on Caleb.
That was right on Caleb. Yeah. B-Back and I picked Caleb's team that they're for real. It was a long deliberation for that one. And AJ said, no, you didn't think, Caleb's team was real. Now Caleb is up there with AJ.
If I was going to be wrong, I didn't want to be right. however the line goes. But yeah, man, I'd love to go back and see when the last time Caleb had an above 500 record.
February 31st.
Oh, man. I don't. Oh, I look thinking about my own.
I'm legit VL happy for Caleb because he hasn't been in the playoffs before, and so this is like, I mean, in years, boys, in years, like,
really?
Yeah, the playoffs have been remodeled since the last time he stayed in the playoffs.
It's been remodeled.
Reagan was in office.
It's got plasma TVs. Last time he was here, it had those big heavy ones.
We got big tube TVs.
Thread count. You know, the thread count's way higher than it was before. They'll be happy.
No Netflix, no streaming.
Logins. You didn't know what logins were.
Dial up.
This is new, Sean. I'm happy for you, buddy.
Has it been that long for Caleb?
I'm looking.
I know. I think the last time I was in the playoffs.
The last time he was in the playoffs, California wasn't in a drought. We had water. We had so much water.
The glory hole was overfilled.
Yeah, overflowing. Old Faithful. Old Faithful had so much water. That geyser.
I just hit my mic.
The geyser was like, look at all this water. Okay, wait. So let's do this. Who's in the playoffs right now? Who's not? So,
2016, by the way, was the last time Caleb was in the playoffs.
2016.
Oh, I think that was the last time I was in the playoffs too, because that's when I won. I think that 2016 was my year.
Bro, that was
before. Were you Hingle McKringleberg?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I think that might have been the year that
bro, you guys missed an entire presidency.
Duke Marriott. Never mind.
You guys weren't in it since Obama was in office.
Wow.
Bro, it's tough.
We're not in the playoffs in the entire Trump presidency.
Wow. Wow. That's hot, amazing.
Y'all got jokes tonight.
Damn, boys. That is crazy. Since 16?
2016.
It was a good year.
We had recessions. We had depressions. Y'all never even made the playoffs.
So dumb. Fine. You want to talk about playoffs?
Wait, JB, have you ever won this? Have you,
bro? 2016, I won 9 in a row to the Super Bowl. That was my year. 9 in a row, homie.
Okay, so you won.
Yeah,
that year. Yeah, I think he was 13-2 with playoffs.
Exactly.
AJ, has Caleb ever won?
Oh, I gotta dig back deeper. I can't. JB, can you remember? Could Caleb ever win this?
I think at some point, right? I mean, there's that stat page that has all the championships.
No, at least going back to 2009, the league champions, I don't see him there. Ooh. Yeah, you were 2016 champion. You ended Jeremy's chance for a three-peat.
Yes, bro, that was, you talk about a statement year, 13-2. Have we seen anything like that before? I know y'all hate to admit it, but you haven't.
Wait, where do you see all this? I'm on the thing too. I don't see it.
So the home screen on the far right column had underneath player news,
great radio.
and roster trends has league champions. And it shows you Papa Cadman, Moyne, JV. And then I just went back through standings to take a look at, you know, when was the last time that Caleb had a winning record, and that was 2016. Cool.
No, but it only goes to 2009.
I guess, yeah. I guess we'd have to go deeper in the standings to take a look at previous years.
Okay.
We'll
let you know next week in the.
Didn't we start the league in 2009 in CBS?
In CBS, yeah. In I guess CBS, previously yeah. It was probably
you'd have to go back to Yahoo. Or yeah.
Oh. That's back when what Bush was president?
No, yeah, we were playing during the Bush years, yeah. No, we were. I did check Yahoo when I signed up for the basketball. Fantasy basketball. I was looking at the history. Yeah.
The history.
We were playing in the Bush years, is that what you said?
I think so.
Yeah, in Yahoo, yeah.
I know Colt McCoy was playing in those books.
Oh, way to bring it full circle. Yes.
Podcast yes. After dark. We're going to. It's a separate show.
He's just older.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for listening to the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. We're your humble hosts here. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great week. And remember, we'll see you at the game.
Hi, everybody.
He's 20 points from Amari Cooper. Let's do this. Well,